I am Father Kevin Shemmig. I'm pastor of Our Lady Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Ash Wednesday is from Matthew's Gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. I say to you, they have received their reward, but when you pray, go to your inner room. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance, so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting." Ash Wednesday begins our annual time to turn from the past, to turn from sin, and look to the beauty of the resurrection. Crossed with ashes is a ritual expressing our interior turning from sin and the past to a new life. We are also to fast on this day from meat and eat less to show our union with the cross of Christ and emptiness of the poor. As the ashes are placed on our heads, we are reminded that all is passing and turning to dust. Life is this way because of sin. We are people looking to a brand new life in Christ. All is ashes. Youth is fleeting. Success lasts just for a time and is forgotten. Even those we love are with us for a time and then go into the mystery of God. May we face these days by embracing care for the poor and alms. Our Catholic Charities appeal in our Diocese of Cleveland is a primary way to give alms. So we are to intensify our prayer, we are to intensify our fasting, and we are to give alms for the poor.